This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Nathan from Kent is. Nathan, are you there?
Hell yeah.
Good morning,
guys.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
See ya.
For those playing at home, Nathan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Hello. Yes, I am.
Hi.
What group had the hit songs Sabotage and No Sleep Till Brooklyn?
Beastie Boys.
Correct. America Online is better known as what abbreviation?
AOL.
Yes. Brock Purdy is the current starting quarterback for what team?
49ers.
Yes. What fast food chain is reportedly releasing a SpongeBob Krabby Patty burger?
McDonald's.
No.
Burger King.
No.
Jack in the Box.
No. What is the world's largest retailer?
Pass.
The flag of the United Nations is white and what other color?
Blue.
Correct. Mr. Feeney is a character from what 90s sitcom?
Mr. Feeney, is it Saved by the Bell?
No.
Growing Pains?
No.
Pass.
What clothing item comes in varieties like Cocktail and Little Black?
Pass.
How many colors are on the South African flag?
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
Five?
No! Nathan! You got 4 correct.
Mm. Yeah. You know what? Steve had a very long weekend. He crammed way too much into 3 days. His brain might not be fully functioning yet. So
I don't
there's,
think it
there's
is.
Hope.
There is hope.
There's always hope.
I think we all crammed way too much stuff in.
We sure did.
In these 3 days.
Easiest questions.
Well, this might be true. We'll see if Steve thinks so. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What group had the hit songs Sabotage and No Sleep Till Brooklyn?
Beastie Boys.
You know it. America Online is better known as what abbreviation?
AOL.
Yes. Brock Purdy is the current starting quarterback for what team?
San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. What fast food chain is reportedly releasing a SpongeBob Krabby Patty burger?
McDonald's?
No.
Oh. Burger King?
No.
Huh. Jack in the Box.
No. Oh. What is the world's largest retailer?
Amazon.
No.
Oh. Barnes & Noble.
No. Are they still around?
Walmart.
Yes. The flag of the United Nations is white and what other color?
Blue.
Correct. Mr. Feeney is a character from what 90s?
Saved by the Bell.
No.
Oh.
What?
Saved by the Bell, I said.
Well, that's no.
I know. Mr. Feeney is Boy Meets World.
Yes. What clothing item comes in varieties like Cocktail and Little Black?
Dress.
Yes. How many colors are on the South African flag?
I'm going to go 4.
No.
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
Damn.
This sitcom, Saved by the Bell, was aired on what network?
NBC.
Yes.
Wow.
Was it Mr. Belding? Was the guy for Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he said Saved by the Bell, too. And I was like, was there a Mr. Feeny in that? But, Steve, you got 8 correct.
I know what it is now.
Which is a win, 8-4. What's what?
It's Three's Company, isn't it?
No.
Dude.
No.
I'm thinking of Mr. Furley.
And I get it right.
He got it right. Come on, do you know where Topanga is from?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, poor Nathan. It's one of the best sitcoms ever, Boy Meets World.
It was so good.
Well, all I got to say is, suck it, Ray. Wow. The guy that you met at Metallica who says he likes it when I lose, did not lose. You know why?
I'm the man.
Sorry, I didn't get a lot of sleep.
Clearly, I was like, please never do that. I'm the man. He's like pointing at himself, you guys. Can't see it. Like,
so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
For you guys, because you're not nearly as smart as me.
Okay. Well, you didn't know how many colors on the South African flag. If you had done your whole 6-9 thing, there's 6.
There's 6?
Yeah, isn't that a lot?
Yeah.
And what fast food chain is releasing a SpongeBob Krabby Patty burger?
Can I just say I loved that they guessed the same
exactly
locations in the same order? That was kind of...
Well, I figure McDonald's, the big dogs, and then Burger King's a close number two, at least in my heart.
And what do they call it again?
What?
The sandwich?
It's a Krabby Patty.
Yeah.
Watch some SpongeBob, y'all.
I have an idea. In-N-Out?
No.
Dang it. See, I thought
it's Wendy's?
There we go.
I'm like Jack in the Box. They're run by stoners, clearly.
Totally.
If anyone's going to do it, it's going to be Jack in the Box.
Well, it's...
And
not.
It's not.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's Wendy's.
Miss Smarty Pants.
Well, you won, so you're the smart one. Congrats.
Thank you.
Rockaholics, we are so excited to be doing the Halloween Hullabaloo, the very first of its kind, on October 13th at the Showwear Center in Kent. Godsmack and Hailstorm are coming to town, and tickets are on sale now. You can get all the info you could possibly need at KISW.com.
So we got like a good month and a half to recover from this past weekend.
Oh my God.
So we're ready to go for this.
Thank goodness.
Well, speaking of this past weekend, it seems that every weekend I have a revolving door of people coming over to my house. Some invited, some not invited.
Most
so we are going to test. We're going to test you to see if you can guess how many people do you think I had over at my house during the long weekend? 206-803-ROCK. We will find out after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Migs Show.
Every weekend, you guys tease me a little bit about this. It seems like I have this revolving door of people coming over, leaving, coming back.
Typically, in one weekend, you have more people over at your house than I do in 2 years.
Oh, boy.
It feels that way.
It's a social home, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced that you know everybody that comes over to your house.
So we're going to test you to see if you can guess how many with a little something we call home invasion.
Let's head on down to a place called Stanwood. They call it Karen Daly's Hood.
Yep.
Every weekend, people come visit. Karen's door is open, no matter who is it. Where her home is welcome to anyone. It's time to play Home Invasion. Home Invasion. Yeah, bro.
Now,
Number one song on the Wolf right now.
It really is.
Yes.
I do want to say, we did throw Barrett a birthday party this weekend.
Oh, crap.
But it was not at my house. Now, I want you to know that we threw Barrett a birthday party. There were 22 people at his birthday party. That does not, this is not included in the total.
Oh, that changes my answer, because I knew that Barrett's birthday was over the weekend. So I'm thinking it's definitely in the 20s.
I just wanted you to know that we're not going to count that, because we did the birthday celebration at the family beach cabin.
Okay.
So the 22 people that came to that are not included in my home invasion today.
I never even factor in the beach cabin, because that's kind of another home for you.
It is, but I'm not counting that.
Okay, because you share it with everybody in your family.
Share with everyone in the family, all the aunts and uncles and cousins. So let's get to Kyle in Arlington. Kyle, how many people do you think I had over to my house this weekend?
My guess was 13.
All right, Kyle, on average, how many people come over to your place over the weekend?
Maybe two.
It blows my mind how many people come over to Taryn Daly's house. And then it's like, you'll be like, yeah, I didn't know they were coming, but then they stayed for the weekend. And I'm like, this is bonkers to me.
It happens all the time.
I might have that every once in a while of have like one person come over I wasn't expecting them to spend the night, but... You know, that's maybe like once a summer.
Right, right, exactly. All and right. I'm not going to throw in shade. Like, I think, I wish that it was like that. Like, I like the community vibe that you have. Like, it's almost like a halfway house for all of Arlington.
Like it's Stanwood.
And Stanwood.
So, Steve
Sorry,
Miggs.
He's from Arlington.
Steve
well,
Miggs.
Well, we got a text.
You,
someone said 19 people came through.
Okay.
Another person said, my guess is 20.
Ooh, another text said 20. Okay.
My answer changes because I fully thought that the birthday party had to be at your house. So I was thinking 30, maybe even 40. I'm going to guess 17.
Okay. Sarah, how many do you think?
17 sounds crazy, though.
It does sound crazy. I'm going to go 9.
Mm-hmm. It was Labor Day weekend, so we have an extra day of visitors.
True.
I'm sticking with 17.
All right. And Danny?
36.
Damn. Right. Yeah. One of you guessed exactly right.
On our show.
Somebody on this program.
I bet it was Sarah.
I bet it was me.
It was Sarah.
Nine
people.
Let's go.
Nine people.
Were your parents a part of this?
My parents were a part of it.
I feel like that's a no-brainer. There's always going to be
They're
two.
Always coming over.
Mom and dad are coming by at any given point.
My sister's kids, my niece and nephew were over. I had my father-in-law in town and his partner from El Paso. Oh. Our neighbor Sabrina came over for a minute. My brother's lady friend came over. Her friend came over. That equaled 9 people.
Now, did they all come over for the same reason, or was this just like randomly they're just showing up over the course of the weekend?
So, kind of random. Like, we had a bonfire at one point. That was kind of the random one. But then we had a breakfast thing where the mimosas started flowing. And so, yeah, it was 9 people this weekend.
And how was Barrett's birthday party?
Barrett's birthday party was amazing. Minus the fact that Brad and I were so excited to give him this brand new bike that we bought. It was orange. Uh-oh. It had a big blue ribbon on it. We're so excited to give it to him. He's just going to be so happy, right? My parents got him a giant truck that hauls farming equipment that was 10 times cooler to him than anything else he received. We brought the brought the bike out of the back of Brad's car, and Barrett looked at it and then went right back to playing with the other toy.
Did you even... Part of me would think, and maybe this is just the way that my weird brain works. Like, if all of a sudden, like, my in-laws brought, like, you know, one of those cool motorized cars, and we had something that wasn't nearly as awesome, I might look at Sid and be like, just keep that in the other room. We'll save that for another day. It's clearly not going to go over well, so why even waste our time, energy, and money?
Well, and I can also just see the absolute satisfaction on my mom's face, knowing that she once again knocked it out of the park and gave Barrett his coolest birthday gift.
Is mom trying to one-up you?
I mean, she just does it naturally. She doesn't even have to try. She just knows. She's really good at it.
That's
but yes. Well, Rockaholics, on Friday night, if you were at the Metallica show and you caught Pantera, then you saw the Seahawks drum line, Blue Thunder, jump up on stage with them for a very epic performance.
It tore the stadium down. Like, it was so cool because they obviously have a lot of Seahawks fans there, and it was just so much fun to watch the Blue Thunder guys, who usually, you know, they're doing their thing at Lumen Field, but they're kind of in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, they're on stage with Pantera just jamming out, and man, Danny and I were up close during that performance, and it was amazing.
So you're probably wondering, how did that even happen? So we're going to chat with Keith from Blue Thunder about how he put that together at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplained? Hannibal? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show, we were all at Metallica on Friday night. Yes. And before Metallica was on stage, we were treated to Pantera.
And Danny and I were lucky enough, we ended up in the snake pit. We eventually got kicked out because we didn't have the laminates, but we were able to get in there for a little bit. We got to enjoy Pantera's set. And at the end of Pantera's set, they were performing the song Walk, which is one of their great songs. And everybody's just losing their mind. And then everyone lost their mind even more when a moment happened where the members of Blue Thunder, all of a sudden... There's all of a sudden the members of Blue Thunder, the Seahawks drum line, jump up on stage on the ramp right next to the drummer, right next to Charlie Benante, right next to Rex the bassist, also, you know, Zach Wilde and Phil Anselmo. And they're up there with Pantera performing, and it was next level. And my favorite part was as I'm watching all this going on, I look out and I'm watching all them drummers and I'm like, oh man, it'd be awesome if my buddy Keith, who's the director of Blue Thunder, would jump up there, but usually he doesn't drum with them anymore. Next thing you know, sure as S, who's walking out on stage? My buddy Keith. And we had to get him on the phone. So we got Keith Rozu on, who's the director of Blue Thunder. Keith, what's up, my man?
What's up, Steve? Thanks for having me.
Dude, I was standing next to my buddy Danny from our show. And when I saw you, I instantly was getting goosebumps. I'm like, I know you're a massive metalhead. You're a drummer in metal bands. Obviously, you're a fan of Pantera. And there you are up on stage, sitting next to Charlie Benante, Anthrax's drummer, currently playing with Pantera, and you're just jamming with them in front of a sold-out Lumen Field.
Yeah, talk about a, like, living-the-dream moment for me. Yes, massive metalhead, big Pantera fan, big Metallica fan, and also big Anthrax fan. You know, Charlie, came and sat in with us a couple years ago, just announced after they were going to do the reformation of Pantera, and, we played a bit of Walk during one of the timeouts on that game day. And I was like, hey, man, how cool would this be to play on a big stage sometime? And, well, I guess we did it.
So, Keith, I was at that Seahawks game. And then it made me curious after seeing you guys do that on Friday night. Did you keep in touch with Charlie? Or how did that all come together?
Yeah, Taryn, you're spot on. I mean, Charlie and I are text buddies now. We talk football, and he's a massive Twin Peaks fan. He loves the Northwest, and so yeah. Anyway, it was one of those moments where we just said, "Hey, this would be really cool to do on a big stage." And fast forward to about 2 months ago, and I get a text message from him, and it included two numbers I didn't know. And it said, hey, let's talk that idea. And so, his steel trap of a brain kept us in mind because he had such a great time playing at the Seahawks game with us and remembering that we played Walk really well. And next thing you know, yeah, here we are.
So how much rehearsing are you guys doing leading up to that, knowing that, hey, you're going to play this, in front of a completely sold out Lumen Field?
Not much, to be honest. I looked up a recent performance of Walk and made sure that my arrangement of the drum parts fit the current arrangement a week and a half before the show, or I guess really almost 2 weeks before the show. We had a rehearsal. We performed it. I took video of it. I sent it to Charlie and the two numbers I didn't know, which ultimately came to be two of Pantera's tour managers.
Oh my gosh.
And the response was, this is awesome. I don't know how we don't do this. And then it was, about 8 days of radio silence, if you will. And literally last Tuesday at midday, I get a phone call from a number I don't understand and know. And it was Pantera's tour manager and said, we got full go from Metallica to do this on Friday. So we had 3 days notice in reality.
Oh,
we got one run through on the sound check at about 2 o'clock on Friday. And that's where it all really just went extra bonkers because Rex came over and said, hey, you guys need to play more of the song and you guys need to take over the stage. Well, I took that very seriously as Steve's video shows.
I walked the whole stage. I wasn't going to miss a moment. Rex said, take the stage. I'm taking the stage.
Dude, that moment when I was like watching everybody, I'm like, man, and my thought in my head was, I wish Keith was up here. Because I know that you now are more like involved in like arranging the stuff and kind of conduct the band. And then all of a sudden, there you are, sure, that's just with the drum attached, with this big smile on your face. And I was like, okay, I got to get the phone out. I got to record this moment. Because if I was up there, I would want one of my homies to make sure they caught pictures and video of that. Because I know my wife, when she always forgets to do that anytime I do anything cool. So I'm like, did you get video of that? She's like, no, I didn't think about it. I'm like, you what? You had to get that. It was such a great moment, dude. I have to ask, though, obviously Blue Thunder plays at Seahawks games. You're playing in front of sold-out stadiums. How different, though, is it for you guys to do something like this? Because, you know, at the Seahawks games, you're there, you're part of the vibe in between the plays, but here you are where all eyes are on you. Was that a surreal experience?
1,000%. Not even 100%, brother. The 1,000% experience. I mean, I know you've played in bands over the years, and you know, I've seen you guys play, you know the thrill, right?
Yeah.
And you play for a couple hundred, and it's amazing anyway. Well, playing for 60,000+ non-football fans, but just there who are music fans, the chills, the goosebumps, like all the juice. We played for about 3 minutes worth of music, and I was sweating on the bullet by the time we were done because I was leaving it all out there on the stage. I mean, and that was one I was not going to miss. You know, usually, I've been an administrator, you know, since I started the group, and I played for a couple of years and then just do some gigs here and there. But that was one where I was like, you know what, this one is definitely for me. And I'm taking this one as a
as you should,
a full performance opportunity. And everybody was like, yeah, you should. And because it is my connections, the connections with those guys that really make it special. And to have the support from Pantera and just the love from all the fans. I mean, I had a GoPro on my. On my snare drum harness, and I like just to watch it again. I watched it and downloaded it, and all the fans that I walked around the circle who were inside the snake pit were just kept throwing up horns and yelling hell yeah, and it was absolutely an amazing feel. Like I said, living the dream, right? I chased that rock star dream for a long time, and now I'm more of a family man and just doing the Seahawks and sports stuff. But man, that was one for the memory banks for sure.
Well, Keith, we can tell you're obviously still absolutely buzzing from jumping up with Blue Thunder and Pantera on Friday night. And we've got a big football game coming up this Sunday. We got the home opener versus the Denver Broncos. Can you give us we won't tell anybody, but can you tell us who might be drumming with Blue Thunder this weekend if there's anybody on the schedule?
You guys are going to be blown away. We're about to, we'll tease it on Friday officially. Yay! On the social media handles for Blue Thunder, but I'll tell you right now, we have the drummer for Lamb of God,
Art
Cruz, coming in to sit in with us.
All right, that's pretty cool. Wow. I heard they did something pretty awesome at the Olympics, after all.
Yeah, that was Gojira, but...
Oh, no, that was Gojira. That was Gojira. My bad, sorry. Lamb of God's still awesome.
Well, Keith, thank you so much.
Art Cruz is coming out.
Oh, that's so awesome. Cool.
And Keith, you mentioned in real passing, but you are the man who created Blue Thunder, man. So props to you for seeing what has become of Blue Thunder, and the fact that you were up there with Pantera was pretty freaking great.
Right on, brother. I appreciate that. And yeah, we certainly love what we do, and hope all the 12s out there are fired up for all the goofiness and all the guests we bring in. And hopefully we have a killer Seahawks season.
Well, we'll see you at the stadium. Thanks so much, Keith.
You bet. Thanks for having you guys.
Take care.
Keith's time on stage with Blue Thunder and Pantera will be a moment that he will never forget. So what about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. We know that you have had one of those moments that will stick with you forever. So what is it? 206-803-ROCK, the moment you will never forget. We'll take your calls after Three Doors Down.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. What is that moment that you will never forget? This question stems from the fact that we talked to our buddy Keith this morning, who's part of Blue Thunder, and they got to play with Pantera on Friday night.
not just part of Blue Thunder. He created Blue Thunder, which is many, many years ago. He was a UW drumline guy, and then he decided, hey, let me get a bunch of my friends and pitch this idea to the Seahawks, and they loved it. And then next thing you know, now it's just become an institution at Seahawks games.
And when they hopped up there Friday night, the crowd completely lost it. It was so awesome, and we have some audio from chatting with Keith.
Here he is talking about how excited he was to do that.
Talk about a, like, living the dream moment for me. Yes, massive metalhead, big Pantera fan, big Metallica fan. It was absolutely an amazing feel. Like I said, living the dream, right? I chased that rock star dream for a long time, and now I'm more of a family man and just doing the Seahawks and sports stuff. But, man, that was one for the memory banks for sure.
So what was that moment that you will never forget, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK.
Someone said, the moment I'll never forget, my first concert. It was Deftones and the Red Hot Chili Peppers back in 1998. Stockton, California, I was front row as a newly turned 15-year-old.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a high of highs right there.
It's
front
a good
row.
Year, 98? Hell yeah.
Great year for music.
Great year.
Someone said, the moment I'll never forget, the day my wife told me I was going to be a father. I'd wanted kids since I was young, so when she called me at work to tell me that she was pregnant, it was the happiest day of my life.
Oh, I love that.
Do you remember the moment when you found out that you were pregnant?
Yes. I came home, and my husband was in the hospital with his older son. Was in the hospital with him. He had something going on with his lung where you have like a leak in your lung or something like that. It was crazy. I can't even remember the name of it, but apparently it's very normal.
Doesn't sound normal.
So he was with my stepson in the hospital. I take this pregnancy test and find out I'm pregnant. And I'm like, I can't call him when he's basically in the emergency room with the older kid. So I had to sit with that information until he came home the next day.
Did you tell anybody else before you told him?
I did. I told two people.
Mom and dad?
No! I called my sister and I called my really good friend Jen. So Brad was actually the third person to find out. I mean, I guess fourth person if you count me.
Did you tell them not to say anything because you haven't told your husband yet?
I'm like, he's not going to be home until tomorrow and I don't even know what time.
But I need to tell somebody.
I got to tell somebody. Plus, there was like a storm. I was home alone. I'm like, what am I going to do with this information? I'm freaking out.
I'll never forget when Sid told me. It was like 5 a.m. And it was the day before April Fool's Day. And I'll never forget that because, you know, I was dreading April Fool's because I talked about it before. We went through several years of trying to have a kid and went through all the different stuff from IVFs to IUIs. Nothing was working. So we were just dealing with a lot of heartbreak for like 6 or so years. So she woke me up at like 5 a.m. with the pregnancy test in my face. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, I'm pregnant. I'm like, it's too early for this crap. Like, don't play. Like, I don't need these kind of games. I was like, legit thought she was playing a prank on me, which I don't know why I would think that, but I was like in a weird haze. I just woke up and then it finally kicked in. I'm like, what? And my first thought was, oh, thank God, tomorrow's not going to suck as much as I thought it was going to. Because everyone's got that stupid I'm pregnant joke.
Oh, yeah.
That's the last thing I want her to have to deal with. I mean, me, yeah, but more so her. So that was like, that was one of the greatest moments for sure.
I love that.
Yeah, I'll never forget that moment because it was just like, 5 a.m. And then I quickly called your friend Jen and your other friend
and
as well.
And my sister, totally.
Just to let them know before we told my parents.
Oh my God. Rockaholics, we need someone to take down Steve this morning. And the first time around, it didn't happen. You won 8-4, I believe, on the first beat,
Migs.
He's got a record of 242 wins, 71 losses, and 41 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.